All righty, it is the Florida Go to God First Fellowship at 7:02. The Germans are playing the Paraguayans. That's 1-1. They're in extra time, hoping for a shootout and a Paraguayan win. But we'll see. Anyway, just sharing today. We were walking early this morning, me and Brenda, and I was asking God, like, all the different, cause at, we walk at like 4:30 in the morning, and, we see armadillos, some deer, some rabbit, mainly that's the three, we see, and so we got flashlight, and we got Rosita, a lab mix, about 65 pounds. She's walking with us. And, so Monday through Friday, and about 2 miles we walked. So anyway, as I was walking, I was asking, and, you know, about all the God's creation and, you know, just how beautiful it is, number one, and all the animals that he made, like, you know, the armadillo. I love the armadillo. If you in Europe don't have that, look it up. It's a really cool looking animal. The animal's got armadillo. And, then we got little rabbits and then, obviously deer. So anyway, I was thinking about how God worked with those animals. Obviously he created them, and I was going through the list, trying to go through the list in my head of all the animals that he used. And of course, obviously we know about the great whale with Jonah. He set the whale exactly at the right spot. Gave Jonah revelation exactly at the perfect timing, to tell them to, hey, it's me, throw me off, because if you don't throw me off, you're going to die. And, cause they had prayed to all their other gods. And, you know, nothing against that. I'm just saying that, you know, hell, if I was on the ship, I'd probably be doing the same thing as a Gentile. And, cause he was fleeing, he wanted to go. And isn't it like us sometimes? We want to flee, but back to the animals, or be hidden, like in Adam and Eve, you know, we hid from our father. But anyway, he knows our hearts. So again, it's all about the heart. So, I thought about the whale, and then I love Elijah, and I thought about, Elijah being taken up, with the, chariot. Obviously the chariot, I think, had to have horses, I would imagine. Maybe not. I'll have to double check that, but I don't know where he got taken to, but hey, I'm just reading what it really says. So, I'm thinking of the donkey, with Baruch, I think his name, and the donkey spoke to him, and the angel was standing right there. So he's got an angel speaking. He's got, Elijah being taken up. He's got, Elijah being fed by, birds, ravens. I think ravens or birds. I forget which one it was. He had, what else? What else was it they had? The donkey, the raven, he had the, I believe he had, birds fall from the sky to feed the Israelites, you know, before they got, manna from heaven. They were being, you know, dropped down and being fed. So that's another one. And then, I'm trying to think of another one. So you got the donkey, you got the whale, you got the donkey actually speaking, you got the whale at the right spot, the animals, I mean, are just amazing. So anyway, I was just trying to think about how many. I know I'm forgetting one because I remembered it, before, but I forgot it right now. But hey, you know, so those animals are God's creation. He made them, and then he can work with them to will and do his good pleasure, which is what he did, obviously. So, and he got them to tell Baruch not to go this way because an angel was standing in front of him. He got Jonah to get to where he needed to get to. He fed Elijah, by the brook. He fed, he took Elijah up by the chariot. And then I was thinking about some of the other ways that he used animals or he, motivated or directed or guided or told them what to do. And one of them was he took bees and, had the bees attack the people that were trying to attack, Israel. The Israelites didn't have to do anything because the bees or hornets or net or wasp or whatever they were, they just, took them all out. So, they didn't have to do anything. I'm sure they had great fear before, but God provided. The point is God provides. Even think about an animal, a donkey talking, okay, or a whale being at the right spot swallowing you up, and then obviously you're in the belly of the whale, as Jonah, Jesus Christ said, I have to be in the belly of the whale 3 days, 3 nights, as Jonah was I have to be in the heart of the earth, as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and 3 nights. And, you got Elijah being fed Elijah. Yeah, thank you, honey. Fed by ravens. That was Miss Branda. Fed by ravens. And, that was fantastic. And, you know, and then we have all these pets, you know, I mean, everybody's got pets and animals and we're supposed to be good stewards to take care of them. Obviously they're God's creation. You don't want to injure them or hurt them. But how much, if God loves those pets that much, those animals, how much more does he love us and can he do for us? So continue to walk in the spirit of God. There's nothing impossible with God. Think about how if he made the ravens to, or the birds to, feed Elijah, and he, had a whale at the right, whale, a great fish at the right spot, and he had, the donkey talk to warn Baruch not to go any further because he was the only one that could see it, the donkey. And I believe he was there with a big sword. And I think I'm just scratching the surface with some of the animals because, I think, there's more to it than that. But anyway, that's what hit my heart this morning, you know, about God's creation and how he has done it and how he, watches over the animals and provides the animals. I mean, look at what he does for us with the animals. All food. Man is given dominion over the earth. So we have dominion over everything. There's nothing we don't have dominion over. And that includes the animals. That's why you can tell your animal to do something, it'll do it. Now the cats, I don't necessarily I'm not quite sure about that. I'm sure there's some cat trainers out there that's going to correct me. Now I guarantee you, because if they can train a lion, they can damn sure train a cat. I think it has to do with your energy, the confidence that you're giving off. And, because if you're giving off any fear and a lion senses that, you're done. I'm not sure about the cats. Obviously they'd scratch you, but I don't think they'd scratch you to death. But anyway, just think about how wonderful our Heavenly Father is and how He's provided absolutely everything for us and everything that we need in life, you know. So that's what I was thinking about, His creation. And we are his creation. We are his absolute masterpiece. And we need to not forget that. We need to remember that our Father, who's the creator of the heavens, the earth, we are his greatest masterpiece. Not the earth, not the sun, not the moon. We are his greatest masterpiece. So think about that, Sal. So when you look in the mirror next time, or you hear someone say something about themselves, you know, which we've all been there, because, you know, we all have the same thoughts. And, you know, the thoughts that we need to continue to think of ourselves are the ones that our Father thinks of us, the ones that our Father has written down, the ones that our Father has passed down, you know, through generation and generation, you know. That, you know, we are a masterpiece. We are perfect in Christ. Now, besides being a masterpiece, we're perfect in Christ. We're sinless. We're holy. We're without blame, God's word says. So having said all that, I mean, just think about all the things, you know, that we have, to be joyful over, to be thankful over. We're blessed and highly favored. We're the head and not the tail. And I get the head and not the tail. I'd rather be the head than the tail, but I need a deeper understanding of that. And my Father will give me a deeper understanding of that. But, you know, when it says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. So it's not even me that lives in me. It's the old man nature that causes problems. It says, I am crucified with Christ. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which I now live, I live by the faith of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Probably didn't get that exactly right, but I'll be happy to be corrected, but I know that's close, pretty darn close. And it says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens. It says that we're more than conquerors. It says we're victorious in every situation. So we need to confess that to ourselves. We need to believe it. We need to stand on it. It says it gives us a bunch of things to do, but the main thing after it says to do, it says to stand. Everything has to do with your thinking, your thoughts, your confession. So we stand in the power of our Heavenly Father. We stand in his victory. We stand in his completed works. We stand in his mighty works. We stand in his, I'm a mighty man of valor, not because of myself, because of my Lord and Savior's completed works. And he didn't have to go through with it. It's his free will choice, just like it is mine. Obviously, I don't have to go through it, what he did, but I have to, by my own free will, I have to, even though I'm seated in the heavenlies, I am seated in the heavenlies, I'm down here and there's pressures and, stuff going on. We're watching the Paraguay, Germany game. So anyway, and they're getting to the shootout. But anyway, I love sports. Don't get me wrong, but this is the Florida Go to God First Fellowship, 239-707-4903. Anybody wants to come along and share, you're more than welcome to share, and we'll talk, because what I'm doing is speaking by the mouth of my Heavenly Father, God, and because he's given me the Comforter. They told Jesus Christ, you know, don't go. And he said, I have to go, so that if I don't go, the Comforter will not come. So he had to go so the Comforter, so the Comforter would come. And then it says, you need no man to teach you. Okay. Because the Comforter, they're doing penalty kicks. The Comforter, is the Spirit of God, which is God is a spirit. Okay. And he gives what he is to us through the completed work of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. That completed work was absolutely complete. It said, when he said it was finished, on the tree or the cross. It says tree, but it's same thing, tree, cross. When he said it was finished, it meant it was finished. There's nothing we have to do. Oh, speaking of animals, he sent out bees to attack people that were going against the Israelites, the Jews. Okay. So bees, the swarm of bees, just hornets or whatever they were, just chased them and probably killed a bunch of them. And then what happened? Just like in Egypt, when they came out of Egypt, they went into the camp. There was one time when they got so afraid in the camp that they turned on each other at night and they killed each other. They're killing each other. So the Jews just walked in, Israelites walked in the camp and was delivered all the spoil. To the victor goes the spoils. That's where we get that. Every single thing we get comes from our Heavenly Father, His Word. Every single, lot of the sayings, obviously we make up our own, you know, they're paraphrasing. There's nothing new under the sun. So don't get distracted. Keep going. Keep confessing who you are. Knowing you'll see your loved ones at the return of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. Keep it in the forefront of your mind. Our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus is coming back. In the forefront of your mind, He is coming back. And sometimes it's a minute by minute situation. That you have to do this. And so I'm gonna sign off here and let Miss Brenda get on here. She's interested in the game too. I got her into the World Cup now, and she wants, this is Germany kicking. She wants Paraguay to win. So anyway, I'm going to let you go and, love you guys. And here's Miss Brenda. Go Paraguay. Missed it.
Yeah.
What happened
to you? I don't want Germany to win. Oh, okay. Because I don't like Germany. I don't really know them, but you know, I just have my ones that I pick, and I want Paraguay to win. You know, to me, they're the underdog. So I know that man was talking about all the animals and, you know, the different things that happened. I honestly think that, what some of these people witnessed, I mean, to watch Elijah go out in a chariot of fire, I mean, how cool could that be? You know, and I think about all those kind of things. The miracles are just, you know, they got to see so many things. But I think too that we see a lot of miracles. Maybe we don't see them as much as some people, but, you know, we do, you know, we do hear of miracles. You know, the people in Venezuela, we really need to pray for them. You know, that they find more and more survivors. I know that they say that, you know, there's a window and they've gone beyond the window of hope. No, we never lose hope. We continue to look, for that. And, you know, we believe in miracles. And so, you know, I continue to pray that they will find more and more, people in the rubble. And, you know, I think about the devastation. I just can't even imagine being somewhere where the ground starts moving. I mean, what are you supposed to do? I actually, there was an earthquake that hit Greenwood, South Carolina. It was a small one, but, you know, the ground shook, and at that moment, I was just thinking, oh my gosh, do I need a hot air balloon in my backyard? Because it was kind of terrifying, but, you know, not a lot of structural damage. The house I had lived in was a 1901 Victorian, and, it did suffer. We had the, old, plaster walls, and, quite a few of them cracked. I knew of some people who had gone through the same thing. And, you know, what do you do? I mean, who has earthquake insurance? I mean, I didn't even know that was such a thing, but I found out the hard way. And, God is talking about the animal, Van was talking about the animals, that God has used in the Bible. And, he has control of everything. So, I am really, really, I should say I'm really tired because Van keeps me up. really late at night, with the World Cup. It is really something else. But, it doesn't look, you definitely have to be physically fit. These people are running and running and running and running. Just a lot of physically draining things. But, I don't have really anything else to share. I picked up my Jeep today. It was at the mechanics. And he really did a lot of work, and, I picked it up and drove it, no air. Anyway, I did not realize how sore my legs were going to be. I got home today and I told Van, I said, my legs are hurting so bad. I'm going to take some Tylenol and I'm just going to lay down for a little bit. Just the lack of, shifting gears and all that. My body wasn't used to it, which reminds me too, we have to look at our spiritual life the same way. You know, if we're not, exercising and doing the prayers and speaking in tongues and doing those kind of things, our prayer life, it suffers. So, that is all I really had to share. So, Van, did you want to close out?
Yeah. All right. It is, 3-2 Paraguay. Just giving you guys a live update. This is Florida Go to God First. And, Germany's kicking now, and we're going to sign off. So just keep moving forward. Sport has a lot to do. Everything in life is spiritual, absolutely everything. So just we'll see what happens here at this kick. He's getting ready. It's in. Now it's 3-3. Paraguay's got a chance to win it. With this game, with this here. So I'm going to let you guys go. Love you. God bless your heart. And you guys have a great night.